And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Friday, April 26th. I am Josh Engelman here to break down today's three-gamer. And remember, it's a weird one today. Milwaukee and Indy lock at 5:30 Eastern time. The Clippers and Dallas at 8. Minnesota and Phoenix at 10:30. So it's very spread out. We've got news throughout the day. Should be fun. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. What's up, folks? Wasn't as late as I thought I was going to be there, but it worked out for us. Hope everybody had a good slate last night. I didn't have one because of Rui Hachimura and Wendell Carter Jr. Can't be mad. Wendell Carter Jr. was a good play. Sometimes they just don't work out. Rui Hachimura is awful. That definitely didn't work out. Joel Embiid, on the other hand, did work out quite well, dropping the old 50-burger last night. Feel like I nailed that Philly scenario. And then Orlando just beat the living poop out of Cleveland. Brutal. Brutal. But for now, I say we break it down. We've got shows coming up after this. Don't want to run out of time, so let's do this. First game up. It's a doozy. Bucks, 6-point dogs in Indy, 222 total. The Indy side of this one's going to be problematic for me. But let's look through the Milwaukee side. Obviously, we don't officially have any news on Giannis yet. He is doubtful. Don't anticipate seeing him. The bigger piece is Chris Middleton is questionable. Now, you kind of always just assume people are playing. And considering this is the first game, we don't have to be all that nervous. Like, we're going to know one way or the other. This would be a lot worse if it were a 10:30 start. We have 33% ownership coming into Bobby Portis. We have 60 coming into Pat Bev. We've got about 25 to Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton. And then around 10 for Dame and Pat Connaughton. Now, I'm treating this one way different. I don't think you guys will be surprised to hear this. Bobby Portis at 33% owned. I'm once again going to be light. He's 6,900. He's power forward center. It's not that I don't think that he's a decent play. I have him at 1.17 fantasy points per minute. I have him at 31 minutes. I just think he's a little over-owned. I do. We have him 31% optimal, 33% owned. I have basically the same projection. He's just the easiest guy for me to get away from. Unless you think that Pat Bev is easier to get away from, which I happen to do. 61% owned. I have Pat Bev ranked sixth. He's only in 16% of my stuff. 4,700 point guard, shooting guard. I love the MPE. Price is fine. I went 34 minutes. I don't think that that's light in any way. We have him in for 33 minutes. We also have him 46% optimal, 61% owned. That's negative 15 in leverage. That's kind of how I see it. Pat Bev is a great point per dollar play, and he's certainly a dude that you're playing in cash games. I think it's pretty easy to get away from some of that heavy ownership and transfer it to somebody else. Maybe that somebody else is paying up for Damian Lillard, who's currently projected for 9% ownership. We've seen him just go insane in the first half of game one and game two. I'm hoping game three fits the same bill. He's 9,300 point guard only. I have him in 30%. That's 3x the field. That feels like the great spot to get to here for me from Milwaukee. If Pat Bev is 60% owned, maybe Dame will just have the ball in his hands a little bit more, not allow Bev to get it done. I'll take Damian Lillard at 9. I'm aggressively fading Chris Middleton right now. 7,400, small forward eligible. I got him in for 35 minutes. We have him in for 34 minutes. We have him about 25% optimal, 25% owned. Again, just a little bit more than I'm looking for in this spot. Indy's not playing as fast as they had been. Milwaukee does gain a possession in this spot, but I find it easier to get to Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez and find places to be slightly different, because we only have three games. So I'm trying to not dupe as much as possible without giving up too much value when I'm building my lineups. So I'm going to end up a little bit lighter here on their chalk plays and a little bit heavier on Damian Lillard. What do you guys think? When you look at Milwaukee, what are you going to do? Let me know, chat. I have to imagine, at least on the Dame side, you guys are with me. I'm probably going to have a bit of a mixed bag on Portis and Beverly. But where do you guys stand? And then Lopez, 5,400. You know, he's going to play right around 32 minutes. He's properly owned. Center's a thing. I like what you got going on, guys. We're feeling good. But yeah, Dame, man. Be interesting to see if his ownership comes up. And then we've got this really weird situation with AJ Green and Malik Beasley. I don't know who they're going to want to play more, but I don't love it. Not. Travis, I'm not going to pick it apart. I'm not going to pick apart answers when I'm asking the questions. Jack Adams, put a pin in that one. I might be on your side there. But yeah, Jack, you must know my exposures a little early. So that's what we've got for Milwaukee. Seems like you guys are mostly with me. Let's check out the Indiana side. Very different. Whew, here we go. 55% ownership right now is coming into Miles Turner. 40 to Nesmith. 40 to Toppin. 35 to Siakam. 30 to Halliburton. 25 to Nembhard. 25 to TJ McConnell. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Casso Cash, sorry to let you know this, but playing Wendell Carter Jr. was still one of the best plays you could make. So I would basically do it again. I would probably have a little less than 70, but I would probably still have around 50. Anyway, Indiana. I have four guys, 24% or higher, two more right around 15. This is the team that you got to get to in bulk today. We have 250% exposure currently projected to Indiana. That is double any other team. And I'm basically with the field. And for most of it, I am just with the field. Like Aaron Nesmith is 40% owned. I have 38. Shooting guard, small forward, 5,100. Playing 36 to 38 minutes. Just the guy that fits. I have him ranked fifth. Dead neutral to Nembhard, playing around 31 minutes. Point guard, shooting guard, 4,300, dead neutral. Oh, yeah, I know. I just have to touch on it just because people probably look at it like it's bad, but it isn't. Pascal Siakam, 8,300. He's definitely been the hero of the first two games for Indiana. Dead neutral. I have him ranked seventh. He's 30% owned. A little lighter on McConnell. That makes me happy. I'm a little lighter on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm okay with that. Just hasn't had the same sort of offensive ability. But Obi Toppin is in 74% of my lineups. You can make a case he's the easiest play today of anything that we have. I went 19 minutes. He's 3,400. Power forward only. I'm 2Xing the field right now. He's undoubtedly probably the most interesting dude from a value perspective. Game two, they cut Jalen Smith from the rotation. Obi Toppin was, you know, whoever you want to say is the five when Obi Toppin and Pascal Siakam are on the floor, go for it. But they went small. They didn't go to one of their backup centers. I assume they continue that coming off of a win in game two. So Toppin at 19 minutes, we're talking about a guy that's in and around a fantasy point per minute. Being able to play the five against him. Remember, without Giannis, playing Obi Toppin like that is a little bit more viable than it normally would be. If Giannis is out there, then he's going to run right through Obi Toppin. In this case, you can kind of get away from it a little bit. His value is too big to ignore. He's easily the guy that's like just slots into a lineup without having to think about it. I'm going to have a ton of Obi Toppin today. We have him projected for 15 minutes and only 11% optimal. I think that 15 minutes is too low. We also have Jalen Smith in for 14. I think they're going to be going with Obi Toppin as the backup center mostly moving forward. And if that's the case, you got to pay attention to Toppin. Miles Turner is currently 56% owned at center. Now, I only have 34%. I do think he looks good. I have him grading out as the number one play for sure. We have him 49% optimal, 55% owned. It all looks good in the boom bust tool. I have one other center that I prefer a little bit more, and it's causing me to not get as much. But because he's such a good play, I can't get away from him in his entirety, but 56% is a little bit more than I'm looking for. But that's 38% for me for Neesmith, 34 of Turner, 32 of Siakam, 70 plus of Toppin. Not to say that I don't have 24% of Nembhard, 16 McConnell, and 18 Haliburton. You're just getting to all of those dudes. There's not a bad play in the bunch. Can you take a shot on Ben Shepherd? Yeah, it's not going to be my dude for today. But in this spot, I want everything from the Pacers. I will also add, I took Pascal Siakam's under PRA on Prize Picks today. So be aware. Be aware. Comment God, you may be right. I may be crazy. All right, what do you guys like from the Pacers today? You guys joining me on the Toppin Hill? Because that's the value spot. Zubat's going to get a Dunkin' Donuts tonight? Doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. Halliburton's just the weird piece because I don't trust his ability to get his own shot right now. I'm not fading Siakam either. I'm playing him, but I did take his under on Prize Picks. Those are two different things. Siakam's been great, though. It's what they traded for. It's nice to see him do it. Yeah, look, Turner's definitely a fantastic play. That it's just that 56% ownership. That's a little bit higher than I'm looking for. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right, game one in the books. Let's talk about Double. That's the promo code so that you guys can get the MLB lineup generator for just $5. NBA is going to slowly but surely wind down. Baseball is going to be here for months and months. If you want to get an idea of what the lineup generator looks like as maybe your first foray into MLB DFS, this is the tool for you. One, $5, worst case scenario. You hate it, you cancel, you're only out $5. We create all of the lineups. We generate tens of thousands of lineups, and then we evaluate them and we get rid of everything that we think stinks. Then we present the rest to you. Lineup pops up in the screen. You can see projections and ownership. You could lock players and swap players. You can generate balanced, contrarian, chalky lineups. Lineup pops up. If you like it, click save. If you don't, click discard. You could upload up to 20 via CSV. And the moment you click either save or discard, another lineup is immediately in front of your face. It's very fast. It works fantastic on mobile. You guys can sign up right now using the link in the description. Got to get to Luka if we like Toppin. Yep, I will have in and around the field for Luka. Now we go to the Clippers. This is where we start to get into our little bit of Q tags here. Clippers have a questionable tag on Kawhi Leonard. The Mavs have one on Daniel Gafford. And Tim Hardaway has already been ruled out. So I'm looking at the Clippers. 11% owned Ivica Zubats. I have 34%. Let's just start right there. 3Xing him. If Miles Turner is going to be 56% owned, I am going to roster Zubats at 11%. And I think everybody, when you see that, would probably be in agreement. We've got Miles Turner at 6,500, 56% owned. We have 6K. You save $500. He's 1/5 the ownership. No doubt about it for me here. I don't know why you wouldn't want to get to the zoo, given that ownership. But nothing else is getting rostered by the Clippers. 10% to Kawhi, 8 to Harden, 8 to George, 6 to Westbrook. I got to 10 of Harden, 10 to Westbrook. But, I mean, this is the least interesting team that we're going to talk about. Clippers are pulling 48% total ownership. 48. I only got to 4 of these dudes. A little bit of Harden, a little bit of Westbrook, a real little bit of Paul George. The only guy that I think you should get to with any sort of priority is Ivica Zubac. Where are you guys landing on Zoo here today, fellas? You guys fans? You guys with me here? Shave a little bit of that ownership off of Miles Turner. Grab some Zoo. Leonard too cheap. I just don't know how you trust it. I went 34 minutes. I don't think he looks good at all. And I don't think you can be confident that he's going to play more than that. I have a hard time believing in Kawhi right now. I'd love to get to more Terrence Mann. Him not closing was weird in that last game. It's not like he wasn't playing well. So keep your eyes on this one, but that price and that ownership relative to Miles Turner, I can't get away from that on Zoo, but I would like to get away from whatever else is going to exist from this Clippers team. Now, if Kawhi Leonard ends up getting ruled out, be ready to swap. The Clippers will look a lot different. For Dallas, we have 38% ownership coming into Luka Doncic. We have 28% coming into PJ Washington. Around 25 for Derek Jones Jr. Around 15 for Gafford and Kyrie. And then just 6 for Maxi Kleber. So as I look at this one, mostly in agreement with the field, like the guys that are getting the ownership should. Now, Gafford being questionable, I'm not a huge fan of Gafford. If he's really pulling 14% ownership, I'm not interested. The easiest guy that I want to get to is definitely Luka. I went 43 minutes. He's 11,700. I'm already playing a bunch of Toppin. Luka's 38% owned. I got 38%. You're just happy to have him. I mean, I have him projected for 71 fantasy points, and that's exactly what I have his target score as. 1.65 fantasy points per minute. 35% usage, 45% assist rate. I got him projected for 35, 11, and 9. Give me the Luka. Happy to get to him. Great payout. Easy payout. The guy that I'm fading out of this team is PJ Washington at 5,600. Power forward center eligible. I have 10%. He's 28% owned. I think he's fine. Dude just can't make shots consistently enough. He's going to be out there for a ton. I just find easier options. Like, give me a little bit more of a $3,600 Derek Jones if he's going to play around 28 minutes. He's not a good per minute guy at all, but small forward, power forward, $3,600. I like that value. He's 23% owned. I have a little bit more. The guy that I want to get over the field here, it's Maxi, and that's kind of whether or not Daniel Gafford plays or not. Maxi's the key to everything for this team. He's the guy that they need out there that can spread the floor, help protect the rim at least a little bit, give them the 5 out that they're looking for. I went 26 minutes for Maxi, and I only have him at 0.63 fantasy points per minute. But he's 6% owned, and I have him in 20% of my lineups. One of my favorite GPP plays today. It takes very little for you to feel great about Maxi. Now, again, he's not the best per minute dude, but he's played like 26 or 27 minutes in both of the games to start. I know Gafford has been dinged up, but I don't think Gafford is the path to success here for Dallas. So give me Maxi. One second. There we go. You got, where you guys land on Maxi here? But yeah, like I got, you know, 30% of Jones and Doncic. You've got Kyrie, who just looks, you know, totally fine at 8,400. 26% usage, 20% assist rate. And then, like, I don't have a problem with PJ Washington. I'm just going to be lighter on PJ Washington. Dwight Powell will not be making an appearance unless something happens to Gafford, Maxey, and Derek Lively. And even then, it might not happen. I don't really have much interest in Josh Green. I only have him in for 14 minutes right now. He's not projected for any ownership. We actually have him in at 19. That gets him to 4% optimal. You need 20 plus minutes out of Josh Green to even feel confident about rostering him. Anybody have any other Dallas questions? Lively is better on a point per minute basis than Maxey. I agree. He will also play 8 minutes less, have a worse position, and be $800 more expensive. Any more Dallas questions? Because if not, we got to talk a little bit of DraftKings pick six. You guys see the banner at the top of the screen. Sign up for DraftKings pick six. Peer-to-peer pick'em contest. You can get up to $200 in pick six credits if your first set doesn't win. There's a link in the description of this video. Sign up now. Get yourself in at DK. You're picking overs and unders on the pick'em side, building up upwards of six picks, but the payout structure depends on how many other people get the correct picks right. So you don't totally know on the surface what you're going to get paid out if you pick up the win. If you get both of your picks right and you only had two of them, it's going to be dependent on the portion of people that also did that. Same situation for three and four and five and six. It's a very different game. We've got a ton of options to learn more about Pick 6 on the Odd Shopper YouTube channel. Eric's putting out a DraftKings Pick 6 video short every single day. Don't miss it. Click the link in the description. All righty. Let's get to Minnesota. 4-point underdogs in Phoenix. 206 total. We have 20% ownership coming into Rudy Gobert. And that's the most of anybody on Minnesota. We've got 15 to Jaden McDaniels, 15 to Mike Conley, and single digits to everyone else. Now, I'm seeing it very different. I didn't get a share of Rudy Gobert. He does look great in this series. But for now, give me more of Maxey Kleba. Give me more of Brooke Lopez. Give me more of Ivica Zubac. The two people that I want the most for Minnesota are Jaden McDaniels, 4,600, small forward eligible. He's playing massive minutes. He played 37.5 in game one, 41.5 in game two. I projected him for 37. Why is he 16% owned? I don't understand it. I'm going right back to the well. I have 48%. Easiest guy to get to for me in a GPP. We only have him in for 33.5 minutes. That is very clearly not going to be the number that should be there by the end of the day. And we already have him 15% optimal, same as the ownership. I think there should be at least two or three more minutes on McDaniels at this point. And if that's the case, that optimal rate skyrockets. And you don't need him to go as crazy as he did in game two. I have his target score at 27. You get to 30 today out of Jaden McDaniels in 37 minutes. Like, think about it like that. If he scores 30 fantasy points in 37 minutes, that's 0.81 fantasy points per minute. That's not even that great of a game. And at that point, he's probably required, or at least you're very happy that you're heavy on him. Get all the Jaden McDaniels you can. I couldn't be happier to get to him. And then 4,100 for Nickeil Alexander-Walker. They don't seem to care that Kyle Anderson is around. So I gave Nickeil Alexander-Walker 28 minutes. He played 29 in game one. He played 31 in game two. I only went 28. Shooting guard, small forward, 4,100, currently projected for 7% ownership. I have 26. The two best plays on Minnesota today are Jaden McDaniels and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I'm fading Mike Conley on Prize Picks. I'm fading Mike Conley in DFS. Gobert, I wish I had a little bit of, but I don't think that he grades out all that well, even in 38 minutes. Maybe I have to take a look at his rates, but I'm not enamored with Rudy Gobert here. We have him neutral in optimal rates. I ended up finishing like 50th or something. Let me look. It didn't hold up for anything that I like really could have used. My boy Gary Harris was my... I finished 65th. Oh, no, that wasn't the Gary Harris lineup. That was the Rui lineup. It had Rui closing it out, and he only got 9. If he would have gotten, you know... If he would have just, like, hit his projection, probably into the top 10. But what are you going to do? So where do you guys land for Jaden McDaniels and Nikhil Alexander-Walker? You guys with me here? I'd like to get to Anthony Edwards, but 9K shooting guard small forward, he does not project well to me at all. He is currently projected for 6% ownership. So this will probably be the Edwards coming out party. Yeah, good luck bringing Beal off the bench, Sean. Another genius thought process there. They've got like 6 real players. You want to bring one of them off the bench? I mean, McDaniel's price is basically irrelevant. What about Gordon? Well, that's a different team that we haven't talked about yet. Let's talk Phoenix. Don't forget to hit that like button. Suns, 32% ownership to Bradley Beal. I have 2X. 24% ownership coming into Devin Booker. I have more than 2X. 22% ownership coming into Yusuf Nurkic. I have more than 2X. 20% ownership coming into Kevin Durant. I have 3X. Yeah, you're seeing it here. Phoenix is the team to get to today. We saw it yesterday, too. Phoenix down 0-2, going home, grabbing their home court, trying to save this series. I have 52 to 64% of Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Yusuf Nurkic, Kevin Durant. I want all of the Suns today. Grayson Allen might not play, probably doesn't play, is the way that I feel. He's questionable now, sprained his ankle. It was already injured before that. If he's pulling any ownership, I'm not interested in Grayson Allen. If Grayson Allen ends up out, then you can get to Eric Gordon, who's going to look fantastic, and Royce O'Neal as well at that point. But Beal, Booker, Nurkic, Durant, I want these dudes heavy, 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 heavy. And they're not pulling any ownership either. Not like in a way that makes me scared. 32% Beal, 24 Booker, 22 Nurkic, 20 Durant. You could take stands on those numbers. I love it. Love it. Got to get to Phoenix. Trying to save their season. Everything, they throw everything here. Do not be surprised at all to see Kevin Durant play 44 minutes today. Don't be surprised at all to see Devin Booker play 44 minutes today. Look at what I have projected. 39 Beal, 40 Booker, 40 Durant. We've seen Durant play games when it matters and go the full 48 or 47 minutes and 50 seconds type stuff. I think there's a ton of upside in Phoenix, and I don't even need that upside to already get to them. This is the team that I want the most over the field. This is the team that I'm most interested in to close it out. The late night hammer of the Phoenix Suns is where I want you guys to be. Yeah, rough buff. Don't think that one's going to be happening anytime soon. Where do you guys land on Phoenix? Who do you like the most? Who are you guys trying to get to? You would think Beal has to have a game eventually. KD, Booker. KD all day and Beal. Okay. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. But again, like $6,200 Nurk playing about 29 minutes. That works for me. Let's not forget Miles Turner at 6,500 is 56% owned. Nurkic is half that. I think it's so easy to get away from that heavy Miles Turner ownership. So easy. Do I still have my, I don't know if I still have my top ROI lineup pulled up. I don't. I lost it. It refreshed itself. I could tell you guys what it is, though. My number one lineup in my rankings is Harden, Nesmith, McDaniels, Toppin, Nurkic, Booker, Durant, Beal. Go Suns. Do you guys have any other further questions? We zipped through this slate. I think it's a really easy one to talk about. But the moral of the story is get Phoenix in abundance, play a lot of the Indiana Pacers. Can't play Nurk. Okay. Well, that's going to do it, folks. Thank you for being here. Thank you to DraftKings Pick 6 for sponsoring the show. Don't forget, promo code DOUBLE, $5 for the MLB lineup generator for a week. And enjoy everything. Remember, early lock tonight. Then we're getting into the weekend. I will see you guys again Sunday afternoon for NBA Live Before Lock. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.